And we conclude now our series of shiurim about the kashrus of birds. As we discuss the kashrus of birds, Tosfos in Masechet Chulin Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashkil V'Dilma, there the Gemara begins the sugya of speaking about eggs, the eggs of kosher birds, the eggs of non-kosher birds, asks why, when we have an egg, must we be concerned that maybe this egg is non-kosher because it came from a non-kosher bird? Why can't we rely on roiv? The roiv oifos tairim heim. So Tosfos says there's not necessarily a roiv that most birds are kosher. Another Teretz Tosfos suggests that the way the Mefarshim explain is that even if we'll say that most birds in the world are kosher, and it's really what the Gemara says, that's why the Gemara says the Torah only mentioned the 24 non-kosher birds, because that's l'olam yishana and l'odam l'talmidai derech ketzara. And the derech ketzara, the shorter way of teaching this halacha, is by only identifying the non-kosher birds, because I know that these 24, we don't know actually, but they knew in the time of the Torah that only these 24 birds are non-kosher. Everything else is kosher. But that doesn't mean that most birds are kosher, because it could well be that even though there are only 24 non-kosher birds, those non-kosher birds represent the majority of birds there are in the world. There could be hundreds of birds, but those 24 birds are the birds that populate the most. The Ramban gives another explanation. The Ramban says that it's not only the non-kosher birds that we need to be concerned for. We also need to be concerned about the kosher birds that are not kosher, that they're nevelis or treifis. So if we combine the species that are not kosher together with the nevelis and treifis of the kosher bird, of the kosher birds, we do not necessarily have a roiv of kosher birds. Another pshat that the Ran suggests is that indeed, if we look at the treifis, if we look at the entire world, so we look at the population of the entire world, most birds that you will find in the world are kosher. But that doesn't speak to any one specific location. And it could well be that in certain specific locations, most of the birds are non-kosher. So therefore, we can't rely on the roif because we can't know what is the situation in any one place. And then there's one more teretz, which goes back to Rambam, that we've quoted many times in our shurim. It's the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, where the Torah says, "Vivdaltem benoif atar loif atame." The Torah goes out of its way to say "Vivdaltem." Says the Rambam. From here, we learn that there's a mitzvah to say "Lahavdil ben atahirim l'tameim." So the Torah is telling us that it's not just enough to rely on the regular halachic principles that we follow b'kol ha-Torah kula. Here we have to follow a special rule that you can't eat from anything until you're 100% sure that it's kosher. Vivdaltem. The Torah tells us there's a mitzvah of havdalah to know for sure that what you're eating is kosher, and you can't rely on roiv. And therefore, as we've been discussing, we'll continue to discuss without that roif, without that definite knowledge, you may not eat from a certain bird. Then there's another halacha. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simin Pei Beis, Sif Dalet, says, Mi Shuhu Memakim Shinoigim Issa Ba'if Echad. If somebody comes from a place where the minig is not to eat a certain type of bird, Mishim She'en Lai Mesiris, they don't have a Mesirah on that bird. V'holach L'makom She'esh Ben Mesiris, and then he travels to a place where there is a Mesirah, Yochel La'ech L'makom She'alach Sham. So if I live in a place where there is no Mesirah on a bird, and I come to a place where there is a Mesirah that this bird is kosher, I may eat from that bird, and says the Shulchan Aruch V'afilu Da'at Halachzer, even if it is my intention to go back to my original place where we don't eat from that bird. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, from Yotzam Mokam Shiesh Lam Mesiris, if I live in a place where there's a Mesirah to eat a certain bird, and now I come to the place for Holach L'Mokam She'en Lam Mesiris, since I have a Mesirah that I'm allowed to eat that bird, Mutar La'achlai. I may continue to eat that bird. I saw that the Pesach can say, but I shouldn't eat it publicly. Because if in this place nobody eats it, I shouldn't publicly do something that's different than everybody else does in that place. But now the Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Hei. Im Shama Kaim Sh'en L'Mesiris, Yoichlo L'Ochlai Amaksmach Mokum Sh'esh L'Mesiris. So here the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a different situation. In the previous Sif, the Shulchan Aruch was talking, where I'm traveling to a place where there's a Mesirah. Here we're talking about, I live in a place where there is no Mesirah. But I get a report that this bird has Mesirah, that there's in another place, there is a Mesirah, that this bird is kosher. Might I eat from that bird? Says the Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes. Yesh mi she'oser, v'yesh mi she'mater. There are those that are machmer, and there are those that are matter. V'yesh lochush, says the Shulchan Aruch, l'divrei oser, we should be machma. Quotes, comes along the Shach and says that there is really no machlokes. He says, you know, this machlokes is machlokes of the Rashba, who's machmer, versus the Rosh, who's mekel, and says the Shach, there really is no machlokes. So says the Shach that there's a nafkamina in a place where there was no Mesirah on this bird. That means there's no Mesirah leheter, and there's no Mesirah leisser. And now we get a report from another place that they have a Mesirah, that this bird is mutter. So I can rely on that Mesirah. I don't have a Mesirah. The Rashba, however, is talking about a place where they had a Mesirah that in a certain place that a bird was usser. And now they get a report from somewhere else that they have a Mesirah that bird is mutter. Since in our place we have a Mesirah that it's usser, then I can't now rely on the Mesirah of another place, leheter. And therefore the Prima Godin summarizes. In a place where there is no Mesirah, not only if I'm traveling to a place where there's a Mesirah that it's mutter may I eat, but even the place that has no Mesirah can rely on the place that has the Mesirah. If somebody travels from a place where they have a Mesirah that it's mutter, and he now travels to a place where they're machmer, and he doesn't know what the basis of that Isser is. So the halacha is the people who live in that place shouldn't eat that bird. But since I am coming from a place that has a Mesirah leheter, I can continue eating the bird. But let's say I travel from a place where there's a heter to a place where not only don't they eat the bird, but they have a Mesirah that the bird is usser, and now makes a difference. If I intend to go back to my original place, I may continue eating that bird, but as we said early in this year, I should not do so publicly. If I intend to stay here, then I should be mekabel the minig hamokim of where I am. And since the minig hamokim of where I am is that they don't eat the bird, I should, and now I'm becoming part of that place, I should not eat that bird. Now the question is, if the same applies, there's interesting discussion, chagovim. Do we say the same regarding grasshoppers? So it seems that most paiskim are of the opinion that since amongst Ashkenazi Jews, we don't eat chagovim, we don't eat grasshoppers, we will makabel it as an isser. So even if we come to a place where they eat grasshoppers, we should not eat grasshoppers. There are paiskim, however, disagree and say that if this is in a place where there's a minhag not to eat grasshoppers, you shouldn't eat. But if you come to a place where they eat grasshoppers and you're there, while you're there, maybe you would be allowed to eat the grasshoppers.